So good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools Regular Audit Facilities Committee meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary here at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, a couple of reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. Second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to make a public comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. But as a reminder to our staff, if you may please state your name and your title when presenting yourself to the board and the public. And for our committee members as well, if you may state your name before asking any comments or questions. So with that, we'll open up today's meeting. The date is Tuesday, August 30, 2022, and the time is 5:34 p.m. With that, Mr. Mohamedov, may you please call the meeting to order.
Yes, thank you, Jennifer. I would like to call the Magnolia Public Schools Audit and Facilities Committee meeting to order. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Mr. Mohamedov. With that, I'll take attendance. Mr. Mohamedov?
Here.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Mr. Sheehan?
Here.
Thank you to our committee members. We've established quorum. Next, we'll move on with the agenda. With the approval of agenda, the motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mekan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
I'll second, Mr. Sheehan.
Thank you, Mr. Sheehan. With that, I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Mr. Sheehan?
Yes.
Thank you to our committee members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comments, 6 minutes if translation is needed. If you're a member of the public and you wish to give a public comment, you may unmute yourself now. Perfect. If there are no public comments, we'll move forward next with the recommended action item, starting with 2A. Approval for assignment and acquisition of 18242 Sherman Way, execution of lease agreement with MPM Sherman Winneka LLC, and repayment of rent. This will be presented by Ms. Ontiveros, our General Counsel and Director of Facilities.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Patrick Ontiveros. The items in front of you relate to the acquisition of 18242-44 Sherman Way, and also relate to the existing facilities at 18220-18238 Sherman Way. So I'm going to go through each item and explain it, and if there are any questions, certainly let me know. So the first recommended action is for Magnolia to assign to a newly formed LLC all of its right, title, and interest to the purchase agreement for the property at 18242-44 Sherman Way in Reseda. As you know, it's immediately adjacent to the existing MSA 1 campus. It's been referred to as the JAM building. By way of background, we've been pursuing this property for going on a couple years, I think now. So this is a big win for us. So this, again, this first item, we're assigning the right to take title to this newly formed LLC. The reason for that is by doing so, by having an LLC that is under a separate corporation hold title to the property, that allows Magnolia to apply for SB 740 funding. So that's the principal reason why these transactions are structured this way. The existing campus property is owned by another LLC, MPM Sherman Way LLC, just by way of background. So once this property closes escrow, MSA 1 will occupy that. And the way it does that is by signing a lease agreement with the new LLC, Winneka Avenue LLC. And it's attached to this board report It is very much similar to the existing lease agreement that we have for the existing campus with some tweaks here and there and just accounting for the transaction particulars. The next item is a receipt of money from MPM Sherman Way LLC. So just by way of background here, you may recall that MPM Sherman Way LLC sold a strip of land to the city so that the city can build an ice hockey rink. So MPM Sherman Way LLC received, you know, $1.2 million and change through that transaction. What Sherman Way LLC will now do is it will refund that money to Magnolia, to MPS. And the reason for that is because with the sale of that strip of land to the city, the property that is subject to the lease is now, has been diminished, has been reduced. So it makes sense that MPM Sherman Way would basically compensate Magnolia for the loss of the use of that land with the exact amount of money that was paid to it by the city. So that money will move from Magnolia to, from MPM Sherman Way LLC to Magnolia under a First Amendment to the existing amended and restated lease agreement. Okay, the next item is the execution by MPS of the First Amendment. Again, this is the document by which MPS will receive the funds from the sale of the land to the city. The next item is, I mentioned that Magnolia will enter into a lease agreement with Winnetka Avenue LLC. And under this lease, Magnolia will pay to the LLC advanced rent in the amount of $938,000. The reason for that is the purchase price for the property is $4 million. And the loan from the lender, CLI Capital, is for $3.25 million. And then so if you add in, you know, different costs like lender's counsel, our counsel, prorated taxes, escrow fees, title fees, it comes up a little bit over $4 million. So that's why it's, you know, it's above what would be needed to reach that $4 million threshold. And also we are accounting for a good faith deposit that Magnolia made when we first opened escrow for this property. So that's why it's $938,000. Again, $50,000 of a previously made good faith deposit by MPS, and then $888,000 in new money. Okay, the next item is Magnolia. So this new LLC was formed. The umbrella of that LLC, the parent company of that, is Magnolia Properties Management Inc., which is a separate corporation from Magnolia. Its sole function is to support Magnolia and its mission. In order to do that, it's basically a real estate holding company, and for every property that is acquired, a new LLC is formed. So in this instance, the new LLC is MPM Sherman Winnetka LLC. Magnolia Properties Management Inc. is its sole member, and Magnolia Public Schools, MRF, is its sole manager. And that's I wanted to note that because previously the way these transactions were structured is Magnolia Property Management, Properties Management Inc. would be the sole member and the sole manager. Music Peeler and Garrett, Magnolia's counsel, advised that they are structuring these transactions such that MRF or MPS is the manager of these newly formed LLCs. The next item is MPS is, as I just mentioned, the sole manager of Winnetka Avenue LLC. And as such, it is executing all of the loan documents that Winnetka Avenue LLC needs to sign in order to close the loan and to take title to the property. So this next action just acknowledges that MPS, MRF, is the sole manager of the LLC and is authorizing MPS to sign the loan documents on its behalf. And then the final one, item seven, is just kind of a catch-all, just allowing the CEO and superintendent, Alfredo Rubalcava, or his designees to take such actions or execute such documents that will would be necessary to consummate the transactions that were just mentioned. I do want to note a few other items for your benefit. One is, since MPS will be using the money that it receives from MPM Sherman Way LLC to pay the advance rent, there will be no impact to MSA1's operating budget. And any amounts in excess of the advance rent will be retained by MSA1. The other thing to note is under this lease agreement, it basically mirrors the loan that is being made from CLI Capital to the LLC, and the rent schedule will reflect that. If you had an opportunity to look at the exhibits, Exhibit A is the lease agreement. It, among other things, has a rent schedule attached to it. At the time that we distributed this, we had not put that rent schedule together, but we had an opportunity to do that actually today. So that will be attached to the lease. I think it may be appropriate at this point to kind of show the board, or the committee, I should say, what that rent will look like in the future. One thing to note is that the loan from CLI Capital to the LLC allows for the rent or the payment on the loan during the roughly the first year to be capitalized. So in other words, MRF doesn't really have to make any payments under the lease agreement, but obviously the loan will accrue interest. And then at the end of, starting in July 2023, any interest that has accrued would be added to the loan principal, and then the loan would be amortized over 30 years. So the rent schedule would reflect that. We have the option of making those payments during that first year. It just depends on what's going to work best for us as far as cash flow purposes are concerned. Steve, do you want to briefly touch on the lease, the rent schedule?
Yeah, sure. So we've taken a look at the existing debt service schedule for MSA1 taking into account the 2014 and 2017 bond issuances, and looking at the monthly payments, including the acquisition, including this transaction, we would still be looking at a monthly payment that would be in line with what we're paying currently, an additional amount to include payments, as Patrick mentioned, beginning July of 2023. And so we did analysis on the bond covenants, and I'm taking a look to see that, you know, there's enough cash flow and that the debt service is satisfied, and we are not, we don't see any issues in terms of meeting bond covenants, and we see this as being an affordable transaction for MSA One. So I didn't see anything that would cause any concern in terms of either income statement or cash flow.
Thank you, Steve. So that is our recommendations. I am happy at this time to answer any questions the committee members may have.
Thank you, Mr. Ontiveros. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, committee members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
Yeah, I would like to know, I mean, candidly, I mean, this is a very complicated transaction to digest. Setting aside the financial side of it, just the legal side of this is difficult to digest, you know, quick form. Can you tell me what have we been represented, and we, I mean, I guess, I mean, who has been represented by legal counsel in this transaction, and has legal counsel, what is their opinion on this? Have they reviewed this? Have they signed off on this? Do they have a recommendation as to adoption? Can you give us a little background on how we've been represented and what the conclusion of counsel has been?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for that question, committee member Sheehan. Yes, so we have been represented throughout this transaction by Music, Peeler, and Garrett. They reviewed all the loan documents, you know, both on behalf of the LLC as well as on behalf of MRF. Music, Peeler, and Garrett has been involved every step of the way. In addition, the loan transaction itself was brokered by our financial advisor, John Buck. So we've had, you know, multiple layers of advisors through this whole process, we went through this structure with Music, Peeler, and Garrett. Again, the reason to do it this way, you know, to have that separate support corporation and limited liability company under it, is to allow MRF to apply for and be eligible for SB 740 funding. And this is you know, this is typical of our, you know, both our as well as the larger charter world. This is typically how they're structured. When state funding is involved, MRF itself would hold title because, you know, nobody else, we couldn't use this type of structure with state funding. So it would only be MRF that would be eligible to hold title when state funding is involved. So that is, you know, an example of that is MSA Santa Ana. That property is actually owned by MRF.
And was Music, Peeler, I know this is complicated because these are all sort of related parties, but was Music, Peeler representing MPS or the Winnetka Avenue LLC? Was it representing both of them? How was the representation structured?
Yeah, it was representing both of them. You know, as you correctly pointed out, these are affiliated companies. you know, it makes sense in this instance because, you know, it's not really, you know, true separate property, separate companies. And the fact that MPM's sole reason for existing is to support MRF, you know, our interests are aligned.
Does that answer your question, Mr. Sheehan?
Yeah, that answers my question. I mean, in general, I'll say these are pretty tough things to digest. To the extent that Music Peeler ever puts together sort of memoranda or any other attorney work product that could be shared with the board that sort of explains this, and particularly like the question of why there needs to be a separate LLC in order to get the SB 740 funding. Like, I don't have a good legal grasp of that. And that's, you know, as you said, sort of the reason underlying the whole transaction. I would say, you know, in the future, to the extent that there is like legal work product that sort of explains why we're doing this, that would be helpful to see for those of us who are not sort of in the weeds on some of this charter law stuff or state law stuff.
Sure. Thank you for that comment. I will check with Music Peeler. I know in the past they've produced memoranda not only for us but for their other clients who use this very structure as well. So I will make a point of asking for that, just so you have a better understanding of, you know, why we do these transactions this way.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Any further questions from our committee members? Perfect. If not, the motion reads for the MPS committee to approve the following actions. One, the assignment by MPS to MPM Sherman Winneka LLC of all its right, title, and interest in and to that certain agreement for the purchase of the property located at 18242-44 Sherman Way in Reseda, including the right to take title to the property, to the execution of that certain lease agreement by and between MPS and Winneka Avenue LLC, the 18242 lease, for the use of the occupancy of the 18242 Sherman Way property by Magnolia Science Academy 1. 3, the receipt by MPS from MPM Sherman Way LLC of $1,268,717.50 under that certain First Amendment to amended and restated lease agreement for the property located at 18220-18238 Sherman Way, presently occupied by MSA 1, the existing premises by and between MPS and MPM Sherman Way LLC, pursuant to which MPM Sherman Way LLC has refunded or will refund to MPS a portion of its rent because of the sale of land and diminution in value of the existing premises, for the execution by MPS of the First Amendment. 5, under the 18242 lease, the payment by MPS to Winneka Avenue LLC of non-refundable advanced rent in the amount of $938,000, inclusive of a good faith deposit of $50,000 made by MPS and $888,000 in new money. 6, the execution by MPS on behalf of Winneka Avenue LLC as its sole manager of all documents, including all loan documents for the acquisition by Winneka Avenue LLC of the 18242 Sherman Way property. 7, the execution by the MPS CEO and superintendent or his designees of such documents and instruments as may be necessary to undertake the complete and foregoing actions. And 8, staff recommends and moves that the MPS committee recommend and move that the MPS board adopt the foregoing resolution. With that, would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move my comment.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
All seconds, Dan.
Thank you for that, Mr. Sheehan. With that, I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Sheehan?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The motion carries with unanimous approval. And with that, that concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. At this moment, I ask Mr. Mohamedov if you may please adjourn. The time is 5:58 p.m.
Yes, thank you, everyone. I would like to adjourn the Magnolia Public Schools Audit and Facilities Committee meeting. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, everyone. I'll see you all at the next meeting.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye, thank you.